And we're joined for a practice report by the one and only Eric Kane. What's up, Eric?
Hey, guys, doing well. And, of course, the big news of the day is quarterback Hendon Hooker. quarterback Harrison Bailey. That is quarterback Harrison Bailey.
Yeah, put the brakes on that one, Eric Kane.
Oh, my God.
I about made some people totally freak out, and I apologize there.
At underscore Kane.
Yeah, any issues for T-Dot, for the car wrecks that just went reeling, careening off the road, that's...
Quarterback Hendon Hooker's having a great season, but on that note, quarterback Harrison Bailey has entered the transfer portal. He posted a social media thank you to Tennessee, to where he thanks Tennessee, all of his coaches, for helping him develop as a player and a person. He thanks his teammates, his brothers, for the memories they created, and said with a heavy heart he'd like to announce that he is entering the transfer portal to explore other opportunities. Harrison Bailey in his Tennessee career, passing the football in two seasons. He was 51 of 75 for 594 yards, four touchdowns, two interceptions, completing a percentage of 68%. So Harrison Bailey looking for a new opportunity, and now that leads Tennessee one less quarterback in the quarterback room to finish off this regular season. But it was a chance to talk with some players today and talk to head coach Josh Heupel. Only time this week, Josh Heupel said that it's been a good week of practice, and it's important to get guys healthy this week and allow some young players to get a whole lot of reps and some players to try to heal up completely and take a back seat and let a lot of the young players try to develop and get more reps in practice this week. One other thing that I found was kind of interesting was asked about the super senior status entering next season, and he said that it's about now to where you the conversations. Didn't really before. Of course, the players and the coaches are focused on this season right now, but it's about time when you start having those conversations if you want to see who guys want to come back for next year or not. So some of the big takeaways, of course, all the video audio of Josh Heupel, quarterback Hendon Hooker, Latrell Bumpus, Danico Slaughter, as well as Deshaun Rucker, up on our website at 99.1thesportsanimal.com.
So it obviously won't take long to call the roll in the quarterback meeting room now. What do you think that will look like, and do you think they might pull from another position group just because we know there are some guys with quarterback experience that now line up differently?
Maybe in an emergency situation, but you've got, of course, Hendon Hooker, you got Joe Milton, and then you have three walk-on quarterbacks who are in this room right now. You have Sully McDermott, who's a freshman. Yeah, Gasson Moore, who's a redshirt freshman who also spent time at UCF, so he's familiar with Josh Heupel in the system. And yes, Spencer Smith, a redshirt sophomore from Germantown, Tennessee. Those are your walk-on quarterbacks if need be. You have four games left, okay? You can never have enough quarterbacks. But picture this team back at the beginning of June. Tennessee had five scholarship quarterbacks in the room. Now you only have two, so it's almost a certainty that aside from Taven Jackson, who's going to be a part of this class of 2022, you look at Tennessee to probably go out and find another quarterback in the transfer portal. What's Joe Milton want to do this offseason? We don't know yet. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Hendon Hooker, he might have a decision to make. I think the assumption is he's going to want to return and play another year, but we don't know that for sure. So you went from having a lot of quarterback options to hardly any quarterback, or just two quarterback options now here at the end of the season. So Jimmy Holiday and Jimmy Callaway are two guys that have played quarterback in the past. They played quarterback in their high school days, but a lot of that wasn't remotely the same system. It really just athletes trying to get the football in their hands the most of the time. So we'll have to see how they want to control that moving forward, but Harrison Bailey has entered the transfer portal.
Eric, we played the comments from Hendon Hooker today earlier on the show. What stood out to you in what Tennessee's QB had to say?
Yeah, it's good to catch up with Hendon Hooker kind of in a midweek setting. We don't get to talk to quarterbacks an awful lot. We do get to talk to him after games, of course. But you said about his season, he feels really, really good. He's excited about the bye week, and he's going to go watch his brother play at North Carolina A&T this weekend. Of course, that's where his father played as well. When asked if he's surprised about how he's performed this season so far, and he said, no, I'm not. The outcome of all the work I put in, I've earned what I've done. He said that he committed to Jeremy Pruitt, but didn't second-guess his decision once there was a lot of turnover and, of course, the firing, and they were searching for a head coach. He said that he, along with Valus Jones and Cedric Tillman, were still out on the turf throwing and putting in the work every single day. They didn't know who the next head coach was going to be, but they were still working. And so I found that to be true, and probably a big reason why he's having such a successful season. Hendon Hooker was asked about whether he will take advantage of that free COVID year, and he said he's not really thinking about that right now. He's focusing on finishing the season and beating Kentucky. So a lot of good things from Tennessee's quarterback Hendon Hooker. A fine year so far, number 3 in the country in passing efficiency, 17 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. And, of course, you can check out his complete interviews up on our website.
So with this being the open date, what does the plan look like for Coach Heupel and his staff? Because I'm sure that they want to do what they can to help the guys get as healthy as they can be, get some work done on Kentucky, but there's also recruiting, correct?
Yeah, big-time recruiting. Josh Heupel said that his entire staff will be out recruiting Thursday and Friday. He said that as far as his plans during the bye week, he said he's going to be spending some time around his family. Going to catch up. You'll probably try to play catch with his son on Saturday morning and then settle in with his daughter on the couch and watch a full day's worth of football. So get out on the recruiting trail. Go see some high school prospects. Go watch some games. Talk to some kids. Work the phones an awful lot. But also try to take a step back, spend time with some family, and recharge the battery for this final stretch. Tennessee has 4 games remaining in the regular season. A big one, obviously, at Kentucky next Saturday at 7 o'clock. And so you're trying to balance that while taking advantage of the extra time, getting a leg up in recruiting, and setting yourself up for that final stretch before, of course, the early signing period begins midway through December.
Anything else?
That will do it here for today. Of course, plenty of video, plenty of audio. The one media day we had here this week, it was head coach Josh Heupel, quarterback Hendon Hooker, defensive lineman Latrell Bumpus, and defensive backs Nico Slaughter and Deshaun Rucker. Audio and video up on our website at 991thesportsanimal.com. Today's Tennessee football practice report is brought to you by Pools by Heritage. Beat the spring rush. Get your pool started now, from design to construction to maintenance. One call can do it all. Call Pools by Heritage at 947-7527.
Sure do appreciate it, Eric. Thank you very much. Have a great night. Good luck with the show in the morning, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. And that is a Tennessee football practice report.